Good morning, Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
My view on our state university system is taxpayers fund this university system. They have a right to ensure that the universities are serving a mission that is in the best interest of the state of Florida. It is not acceptable to say you fund the universities and the faculty can do whatever the hell they want. That's not the way it works. So,
which is often the way university professors think about their jobs, especially once they get tenure, is I'm golden now and I've got this super secure job that I can never perform myself out of. And Governor DeSantis has been very consistently working in the direction of reestablishing competition, accountability, variety, and diversity of viewpoint at the university level, which I am a huge supporter of. I mean, as a guy who, you know, taught philosophy for a long time, for about 10 years, and, you know, lost a lot of jobs because people decided that they didn't want, you know, conservative Christians teaching in the philosophy department. I always thought I was a good fit. Like, that guy's a communist and that gal's a Wiccan and that one's an atheist and I'm, you know, a conservative Christian. That seems like a good variety to me. No. No, it definitely did not. The only place that this was never an issue was at St. Louis University, you know, because I'm a religious person. That they were okay with that. All the other ones, there was always some issue eventually about that. Anyway, back. So I'm all in favor of creating diversity and accountability at the university, especially in the hiring of professors.
We've also made to now all tenured professors must undergo review every 5 years and can be terminated for poor performance. We now
awesome.
Have an ability to bring in professors directly without getting blackballed by the existing faculty because they don't toe the ideological line.
Yeah, that's a big deal, too, that the professors cannot reinforce their own ideological biases in the hiring, which is either nefarious or human normal, but either way not good, right, depending on how you prefer. By the way, the only people that are afraid of accountability and performance evaluations in their jobs are people who don't perform well. Like, please evaluate me, you know? If I do well, pay me more. If I do poorly, fire me. I mean, absolutely. That's why it always cracked me up because, again, with the being let go from adjunct appointment, I was never a full professor. I was always an adjunct in some kind of capacity like that. I'm like, but y'all see what the reviews by the students are, right? Like tops in the university or the college. Yeah, it doesn't matter. We don't want your viewpoint here. Okay. I mean, you know, your choice. Anyway, back to this is, by the way, at Notre Dame. Governor DeSantis went to speak right ahead of the FSU Notre Dame game on Friday. Or maybe it was on Saturday, but I think it was on Friday. Anyway, at their constitutional studies unit that is really kind of cool. They got like 175 students in that minor, and about a third of them come from the business class, which is very interesting as people who would study the Constitution. I love that. That's great. Kind of talking about some of the compare and contrast us versus California, their way of governing through, you know, liberalism, socialism, light, Florida's way of governing through, you know, capitalism, free market, constitutional principles, what the difference can be.
Just think about something as simple as building a train track. So high-speed rail, the state of California, so far they've spent $120 billion. I don't think they have a functioning train yet, or certainly not what it was supposed to be. Contrast that with the state of Florida. We have a 170-mile high-speed rail system that was privately funded for $2.5 billion, so a fraction, small fraction of the cost of what you have in California.
Yeah, and I haven't been a big fan of the new rail line that we've got here in Florida. I just think high-speed rail is super overrated and way too expensive. But at least it's being done a better way and actually being done here, right? That's the kind of the point we made. By the way, I need to make this. I said something that was wrong earlier, and a listener pointed it out to me. And this is why I am always so appreciative of listeners correcting me, partially because it means I get you more accurate things and fix mistakes, but also because people who are that smart that choose to listen to the show is like such a, like, oh my God, that's a big compliment. So anyway, somebody texted me that I had on as a guest a long time ago. He said, when it comes to the House of Representatives, it's not an appointment by the governor. It's a special election, which I had forgotten, but you're right. Exactly right. So like Elise Stefanik out of New York will not be replaced by a governor appointment. She'll be replaced by a special election. Still a little scary, you know, in the world of electoral politics, getting to the number of representatives to be a majority. But, you know, I don't know the demographics in that area. I don't know what the swing is to her side, whether it's a high Republican district or not. But anyway, thank you for the correction. I will always take that. The Senate is appointed vacancies. The House is special election for vacancies. Back to Governor DeSantis. Oh, in a second. Governor DeSantis in just a moment. John Pickens has traffic on the fives. John?
That's right. We're still dealing with that accident that happened on New Warrington Road just north of West Jackson Street. Still seeing some roadblock associated with that. The one on Brent Lane and Old Palafox Highway 29, it is off to the side of the road in front of the Walgreens. So just be know of that. Also, railroad crossings today. Burgess is open. Okay, good news for West Florida High School. Oakfield, Hancock, and Airport are still closed today at those railroad crossings. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
You know what I actually wonder?
What?
I don't know. This is pure speculation. I wonder if somebody went and moved the barricades.
True.
Because at 5 a.m., I saw somebody drive across between the barricades behind me as I was making my U-turn and taking my photo. And this doofus proceeded to tailgate me for all of Burgess. It was hilarious. And then gave me the finger when, like, I'm, why? I'm just... People
he was
are
saying
crazy.
Hello.
Yeah, okay. Anyway, so that was my fun morning on my way to work. I always think so much better of people when they use that form of communication and they're not, you know, goose. Or was it Maverick? I can't remember. But no, the point is, it occurred to me that the road hasn't been changed. The intersection hasn't been torn up. The crossing is passable. So I wonder if somebody just went and moved the bear. Because you know that could happen.
It could.
So I don't know how long it'll stay closed. They started work at 7 yesterday on the other crossing, so great. Anyway, wonderful stuff. Back to the governor speaking at Notre Dame the other day. Like I said, very interesting speech. He talked about political philosophy, what is conservatism, what is populism. This was a funny gaffe, but it was. You'll see why.
We have low crime, we have law and order culture, great infrastructure, and you never want bad things to happen, but emergencies do happen, and we have by far the top emergency response anywhere in the country. And so what has that meant in terms of people voting with their feet? Not just people that move in, but how they behave at the ballot box. When I got elected when I got elected governor, tried that.
Oops, my bad. That's just funny. And he talks about how the registrations in Florida have gone consistently to the Republicans over the last 6 years. 6 years that he has been in office. And he's right. I mean, remember it was a runoff for him against Andrew Gillum. 30,000 votes, I think, if I remember correctly. Tiny fraction. But Republicans and COVID and the registrations have all gone heavy to the right. They get into the Q&A portion, and it's kind of entertaining. All the people in the room were very supportive of DeSantis. And look, you know, even though it's a arguably conservative but certainly Catholic institution, Notre Dame is not as conservative as you might picture it, and certainly not as it once was. And so I think the people in the room, I have no idea what kind of a screening process they had or any. I don't know. But apparently there were protesters outside.
First is from one of our fellows, Michael Kennedy. He says, today there's a student protest going on right now. And he's quoting from them. They say you're anti-democracy, anti-LGBTQ, restrictive of voting rights and immigration, anti-Palestine. How would you respond to those students out there protesting? And then let me get a second question in for a different student who writes, and I'm paraphrasing here since it's not in front of me. Some of my conservative friends were not sure they should come to this lecture because they're afraid of being viewed as conservative on campus. What would you say to them?
Great question. So on the protesters, you know, honestly, what I would tell them is get some new material. Those are... I mean, these are just left-wing cliches, like anti-democracy. I mean, what does that even mean? You know, so it's just ridiculous.
You mean through reforms of our election system, we are like the first to report in the nation and the most reliable election reporting. Meanwhile, I think California might still be counting representatives. You know, like how is that? Who's anti-democracy now? We report same day. Everybody else, it takes many, not all, but many others, Arizona, Nevada, take time to figure these things out. Why? Because we're anti-democracy? No, silly rabbit. Anyway, back to the comments that he had. He talks about, you know, things like not tolerating the protests in Florida, the ridiculous on-campus protests, and then got to, I think, the question that a lot of people have had for him about what's going to happen now that Trump won in such a big win, you know, and what's going to happen with, for example, DeSantis. And remember, this is Friday. Okay, this is Friday. So this is before the news that came out yesterday that Rubio is going to be tapped for Secretary of State, making a vacancy in one of Florida Senate seats.
All right. This is the question that people want. Have you been offered? And if so, would you take a position in the Trump administration?
I think he's got a lot of great people to choose from. I think he's been around the track once. I think he's thought a lot about, you know, how to approach it this time. I think he'll end up hopefully with a lot of really great people. I mean, I think for me, I'm not seeking anything. I've got a great job in the state of Florida. And the way I view it is.
So that's a no, right? But
the way I do it is, you know, I do this because I want to make an impact. I want to make a difference. I want, if I see something that needs corrected, I want to have the ability to go in and do it. And we've done that. And so how can I best make a difference? I think, you know, given where we are, I think me quarterbacking the Sunshine State is probably how I make the biggest difference. And, you know.
But will he have that same view of the Senate seat? See, I think I have a theory, John. Here's what I think. I actually have a theory about what's going to happen with the Senate seat. Because there's going to have to be another election in 2 years, which is when his term will end, and he can run for that seat openly, I think he'll stay as governor. I think the theory of him putting his chief of staff in probably makes the most sense. Or maybe somebody like Ashley Moody or somebody else like that, I don't know. The governor's probably going to want to set it up so he doesn't have as much competition within the Republican Party if he does decide to run for Senate, which is a perfectly plausible result in 2 years. So the theory of him, like, resigning in trade for Jeanette Nunez, appointing him to the Senate seat, maybe. I don't know what goes on inside somebody's head all the time, but my expectation would be governor for 2 years and then run for the seat. But
that makes sense, though.
You know, I've been wrong about this stuff before, but I did get the Secretary of State call right. So,
and
Mike
did,
and I love the Mike Waltz appointment. This is a great appointment for National Security Advisor. Man, Mike is a really sharp guy, so that'll be good. 7:23 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm Andrew McKay.
If you're struggling with ED or your performance is down and your belly fat is growing, listen up. You've got one life. Now is the time to act.
At Wave Men's Health, we're not just healthcare. We're your secret weapon. Don't wait another day. Here's why you need to act right now.
Every moment you delay, your condition could worsen. It's not just about sex. It's about your heart, your relationship, your life.
Wave Men's Health has years of proven results for low testosterone and increasing drive, energy level, and performance. We've introduced ED and enhancement treatments so exclusive, you'll wonder why you waited.
Procrastination is the thief of time. When it comes to your sexual health, you can't afford to wait. Join the league of gentlemen who've walked out of our doors with a swagger.
Call Wave Men's Health at 850-266-7020 or visit wavemenshealth.com. Book your $99 male performance consultation now, including blood work. Call 850-266-7020 or visit wavemenshealth.com. Wave Men's Health, making it happen.
Here's today's Strength for Life.
Excuses are destroying your success. Luke 14 records the devastating effects of being an excuse maker. One man said that he couldn't attend the master's supper because he had to prove oxen, while another said he had purchased land that he must go see. Yet a third man had just married a wife and therefore he couldn't attend. Their excuses were cloaked in half-truths, nonsense, and self-will. As a result, the master invited the poor, halt, lame, and blind to his dinner. The self-willed people rejected the supper, but the desperate-hearted people received the supper. In the seats of the original invitees sat poor, halt, lame, and blind. If excuse makers don't want to enjoy the benefits that God provides, someone else will. You can choose your excuses, but you don't get to choose the consequences. So beware of being an excuse maker.
For more Strength for Life, check out our website at strengthforlife.church.
Locally owned and operated, Pensacola Poolscapes offers a lot more than pool liner replacement and pool supplies. Imagine unwinding after a long day in your own luxurious spa, where relaxation meets elegance. At Pensacola Poolscapes, they have a stunning selection of high-quality bullfrog spas and swim spas, perfect for soothing those aches, getting fit, and relaxing. And right now, they're offering end-of-summer rebate, just in time to enjoy the upcoming fall weather. Visit them online at PensacolaPoolscapes.com or on Gulf Breeze Parkway across from Tiger Point.
Anderson Subaru has more Subarus than ever before, which makes this the perfect time to get the Subaru that you've always wanted. How about an Outback starting at $26,802, Crosstrek starting at $25,262, or a Forester starting at $29,378? You'll love your new Subaru, and now you'll love the savings. At Anderson Subaru, Highway 29, just north of Car City, Pensacola. For details, call 877-554-9791.
Anderson's got a Subaru for you.
News Radio 92.3.
The winner of the prestigious Marconi Award Media Market Station of the Year from the National Association of Broadcasters.
Informative, local, dependable.
Good morning. 7:26 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News on this rainy, overcast, crummy Tuesday morning. We're here, though, so, you know, everything's okay. John Pickens has traffic for us. John?
We brighten the day for
everyone. Yeah, I like that.
Got an accident, hate to tell you this, on New Warrington Road and just north of West Jackson Street, so the roadway's still blocked there, so just be aware of that and plan around it. Also, the railroad crossings at Oakfield Hancock Airport are all closed right now. Now, the one at Burgess, we have a theory of what happened, but it's open for the time being. We will keep our conspiracy theories to ourselves.
Come on, tell me at 6:30 this morning, you know, some local and his buddy were coming through in a pickup truck and said, oh, hell no, that road ain't closed. And just moved the blockade off to the side because it's just four signs. It's real easy to move. And decided it's open until they enforce the issue otherwise. Come on. 80%, right? Don't you think? 80% likely. Because what did CSX do? Go in last night, put the blockade up, and then open it back up this morning?
No. I highly doubt that.
No chance.
So your advice right now is to take Brent Lane or I-10 as your alternates around that. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, John. Oh, somebody texted me in and says, I think Ron DeSenator does have a ring to it. No, it's Ron DeSenator. David Wayne's in the news. That's an inside joke here in the station. I'm sorry. David Wayne is in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
Well, President Biden welcomes Israeli President Isaac Herzog to the White House today. They're expected to discuss the ongoing conflicts in Gaza and Lebanon. Their meeting coming as Israel faces a U.S.-imposed deadline of this week to improve the humanitarian situation in Gaza. The trial of a former tech executive charged with murdering Cash App founder Bob Lee resumes today in San Francisco. Defense lawyers called their first witness to the stand in that case last week. Nima Momini is accused of stabbing Lee to death in April of last year. And apparently Yale is introducing a class on Beyonce. It's called Beyonce Makes History, Black Radical Tradition, History, Culture, Theory, and Politics Through Music. And in this class, students examine Beyonce's political and cultural impact through the lens of her work.
So I know the knee-jerk reaction to this is, good Lord. Right, that's the... But... As a former teacher, let me say that if done well, taking something that already captivates people and captures their interest about which they know something already and building on that through an interpretive lens and teaching the principles of what you want them to learn, it does have the opportunity to be a very productive class. It might fail. But it has the chance. Yeah, because, you know, look, when I'm teaching or when I'm doing radio, I'm always trying to find examples, illustrations, and things that make sense to you. And it's sort of like the unit studies concept, right? The unit study concept is you're going to learn about astronomy for the next 6 weeks, and you're going to learn physics through astronomy, and you're going to learn probably not chemistry, but it's maybe a bad example. You're going to learn literature through astronomy and English and history and math through astronomy. You're building these subjects around this one thing. And I can see where all the things you said in that very long, winding title could be taught through an exploration of the life and art of Beyoncé. Or it could just be a free passing grade.
Fox News, I'm CJ Papa. The cabinet for President-elect Donald Trump is taking shape.
Overnight, Fox learning that Donald Trump does plan to ask Florida Senator Marco Rubio to be his Secretary of State. We're also watching as Trump has chosen Florida Congressman Michael Waltz, an Army veteran, to serve as National Security Advisor.
Fox's Mark Meredith reporting from West Palm Beach. Chinese police say a driver kills 35 people, injures another 43 when he deliberately rams his car into people exercising at a sports center in a southern city.
Social media video shows bodies strewn across a large stretch of pavement. According to state media, President Xi Jinping has demanded the perpetrator be punished in accordance with the law.
Fox's Jonathan Savage, JetBlue stopping flights to Haiti until December 2nd, reports one of its planes returning from Port-au-Prince was damaged by a bullet. America is listening to Fox News.
Good morning, 7:31 at News Radio 92.3. It's 70 degrees right now. We've got cloudy skies here in Pensacola. A brawl in the stands at last Friday's Pensacola Ice Flyers hockey game was caught on video. It's making the rounds now on social media.
That's something that's not going to be tolerated, and that's why charges are pending.
That is PPD spokesman Mike Wood. He tells Channel 3 it appears that this fight started over two people sitting in the wrong seats at the game. About five people ended up getting involved in the violence. PPD says four people have been charged with affray and battery. Wood says they're hoping that this remains an isolated incident. The Ice Flyers releasing a statement yesterday. They say they'll continue working with the Bay Center and PPD to ensure that all of their games are safe, fun, and family-friendly. Police in Atmore investigating a drive-by shooting that happened on Saturday on Brooks Lane in Atmore. And police say a man was shot in the lower body from a moving vehicle. The man's sister reported it to police. They're asking anybody with information on that to contact them. The pilots of Allegiant Air have voted in favor of a strike. The Teamsters Union, which represents 1,300 Allegiant Airlines pilots, says members have voted to approve a strike if a new agreement is not reached. If there's a strike, it could disrupt holiday travel because it wouldn't start for a couple of weeks. Allegiant is a Las Vegas-based budget air carrier. In Santa Rosa County, officials are going to be voting on funding a renourishment for Navarre Beach later this week.
Well, the current renourishment project is a result of Hurricane Sally, and it's funded primarily through FEMA reimbursements as well as an FDEP grant.
That is Commissioner Colton Wright, and he says the project would mostly be FEMA-funded reimbursements and grants. Also from the Florida Department of Environmental Protection, the work would include sand restoration, berms, dunes. It would be done from east of the Navarre Beach Pier to just west of the National Seashore. It's expected to cost about $11.5 million. The Santa Rosa commissioners are meeting today for a committee meeting, but they do have a regular meeting scheduled for this coming Thursday. Well, a Spirit Airlines flight is now safe after it was struck by gunfire attempting to land in Port-au-Prince, Haiti.
That's according to reporting from the Miami Herald. The aircraft was flying in from Fort Lauderdale and was diverted to an airport in the Dominican Republic where it safely landed. At least one person, a flight attendant, was grazed by the bullet. I'm Brian Shook.
Thank you very much, Brian. SpaceX celebrating a record-tying launch of a Falcon 9 booster.
That landing marks SpaceX's 364th recovery of an orbital-class rocket, including first-stage landings for Falcon 9 and Falcon Heavy.
That's a SpaceX announcer during Monday's launch. It carried a Korean communications satellite into space. It was the 23rd landing for the first-stage booster, which now ties the mark set by two other Falcon 9 boosters, which are out of service. The reusable booster landed about 7 miles away at Cape Canaveral's Space Force Station. It was also a busy day for SpaceX as later on in the day they launched a second Falcon 9, which was carrying a batch of Starlink satellites into orbit. It is 7:35 at News Radio, and John Pickens has our traffic on the fives.
That's right. Just got a listener tip about a new accident that just happened on Scenic Highway Ramp to I-10. It's a three-car wreck, and I'll get more information on that. Also, railroad crossings, I would just be cautious at Burgess. We don't know if that's a conspiracy theory or not, but Oakfield, Hancock Lane, and Airport Boulevard, all those railroad crossings are definitely closed. So either take Brent Lane or I-10 to get around that. Other than that, traffic's looking good. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Thank you so much, John, for that update. 7:35, and let's get a look at our Channel 3 forecast.
40% chance of rain as we go through the early part of the day. Otherwise, mostly cloudy skies, high near 76 degrees. Overnight tonight, temperatures dropping near 66 degrees. For Wednesday, 30% chance of rain, high near 76. Wednesday night, temperatures dropping near 72. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Morning Weather Center.
And it's 70 right now in Pensacola and Gulf Breeze. 68 in Milton. Our next news at 8, we've got breaking news anytime. I'm David Wayne for News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
I'm Nicole Murray with Your Money Now. Google rivals Ecosia and Quant are partnering to build a European search index and reduce their dependence on U.S. big tech firms. The companies agreed to a joint venture called the European Search Perspective, which they plan to launch in France initially in the first quarter of 2025. IAC said it's exploring a spinoff of Angi, an online platform that connects consumers with a marketplace of home improvement service providers in their area. Angi's stock price was down nearly 4% in after-hours trading. IAC shares gained more than 1%. Red Lobster's new CEO is attempting to revive the seafood chain. The company is turning to millennial leadership to bring in younger guests to make the chain, quote, more fun. Fortress Investment Group is kicking in $60 million toward relaunching the brand. Futures are slightly lower. Yesterday, the Dow Industrials gained 304, the NASDAQ up 11. That's your money now.
What do zero down payment, zero security deposits, zero due at signing, and zero first month payment add up to? The Volkswagen Sign Then Drive event at Feedmore Imports. Yep, all those zeros add up to savings. When you sign then drive a 2024 Volkswagen Tiguan or Taos, or the 2025 Volkswagen Atlas or Atlas Cross Sport. Don't miss the return of Sign Then Drive for the easiest way to lease a new Volkswagen for a full 36 months. And the best part? Volkswagen pays for your first month's payment. Plus, the 2024 Jetta SE is now on sale from $23,899. The 2024 Taos S, also from $23,899. And the 2024 Tiguan S, on sale from $27,899. It's the Sign-In Drive sales event at Feedmore Imports. They're not in Car City, but at 106 New Warrington Road, Pensacola.
Both sales price and due at signing amount excludes tax, title, license options, dealer fees. No security deposit for well-qualified customers through VCI. Limited inventory available. Contact dealer for full offer details.
It's the Always Sunny Show. When you're ready to throw a barbecue, it's Always Sunny's. Join us on Friday at 9:30 with me, Eldon Scott, to hear about barbecue events in the Pensacola community, win some amazing prizes, and hear from community leaders and how Sunny's Barbecue has built a strong Pensacola for 40 years. Pep Talk with Eldon Scott, spreading the spirit of barbecue far and wide. Remember to tell Sunny that Eldon sent you.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620.
Here are the News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 contest rules. You can win one prize per household per contest in any 30-day period, unless specified by individual contest rules. All prizes on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 are non-transferable, non-redeemable for cash, or exchangeable for any other prize. News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 prizes must be redeemed within a 30-day period of winning. For a complete list of rules, visit newsradio923.com.
Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins.
People still trying to digest this election. And people are celebrating other people, are wondering what went wrong.
Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins. Weekdays 11 till 2 after Pep Talk.
One of the questions is legacy media. Because it's the same talking
same
points.
It is, yeah.
And that for a lot of people, it really doesn't matter to them anymore.
Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins. Weekdays 11 till 2 before Guy Benson.
News Radio Pensacola.
Informative, local, dependable.
Well, get you any kind of
Good morning, 740 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Fun traffic note for you. I just got word somebody says the CSX crews are starting to work at Olive. Yeah, huh. Fun. All right. Hey, well, it'll happen eventually. It'll happen eventually. Sheriff Chip Simmons is here in studio with me, Escambia County Sheriff Chip Simmons. Sheriff, welcome back to the Pensacola Morning News, sir.
Good morning, Andrew. How you doing?
I'm well. Did you have cause to eat any food yesterday or so far today?
Yeah, no. I go through food pretty quickly. So
you're fit, muscular. You work out.
Yeah, I ate dinner that night.
Oh,
yeah.
Did you? Oh, wow. You're a better man, more man than I am, I guess.
That's what I've been telling you.
Touche. All right, thanks for that. So you did get to judge the Egg Fest and the finals and ate it, had a good
one
feed.
Of those
and
judges,
it was good.
Yes.
And the watermelon with the pork belly was the winner in the end?
Yeah.
Yeah, so
I believe.
Good.
Oh, man, that was.
I must have eaten five of those. It was so good.
Well, that's why I ate dinner. Yeah. I didn't eat five of them. I paced myself.
Oh, fine. Again, a better man than I.
That's not my first food competition.
But you do that every year. I do that every year. It's a great charitable organization. Yeah. You know, raise money for all kinds of different causes, and it's just a wonderful feed.
So, yeah, that's the way to put it. All kinds of different good causes.
Lots of different things. Let's go to probably the highest profile incident of the last week, which was the shooting at Amberway, where your officers show up and get shot at by an AR-15. Is that right?
Yeah, on the 9th, we got a couple calls, actually, from the neighborhood saying there's a guy out there with guns and he's firing. In fact, our dispatcher hears the
shots. Oh, so he was outside?
He was outside, right.
Okay.
Our dispatchers can hear the gunshots going off whenever callers were calling.
Wow.
So when our deputies get there, they also can hear the fire gunshots, and then they see that there's a man laying down prone facing them. He refuses their orders to drop the weapons and to surrender.
So he shot at them?
Whenever they're pulling up, they're hearing the gunshots going off.
So we don't know if he was targeting them exactly, but
if I pull up and I hear gunshots, I see.
I just asked, like, if a guy's on the ground with an AR-15 prone and aiming, how does he miss? All I wonder. You know, so it just.
Well, he had an AR-15 and a handgun, so I don't know which gun he was actually shooting with.
Wow, that's scary, too, because if you're hearing the gunshot and it's that round, I mean, you're not safe in your house. I mean, that bullet can go right through easily come through, and, you know, everybody's in danger, right?
So obviously, it's a tense situation. That's why the neighborhood, several calls were made to our dispatchers. Again, our deputies, to their credit, run towards danger. They go towards the individual and end up shooting at him. He's still alive, as I understand it.
Was he wounded?
Yes, he was wounded.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
All right.
He was taken to hospital for his injuries, and Florida Department of Law Enforcement, we've called them in to have an unbiased investigation, look at this thing. Our deputies are on paid administrative leave. They'll probably report back to work in a couple of days.
Okay, which is normal. Why were they on administrative? Standard. That's the practice, right?
Yeah,
both for their benefit and for the investigation.
We have some mandatory things. There's drug tests and all that stuff that we have to go through, and then we want to just have a discussion with them and make sure that they're good with coming back to work. It's as simple as that.
I know FDLE is doing their investigation. Can you say, did they return fire with their pistols, or did they get their rifles out? Do you know? Can you say?
I can't say that.
Okay.
I can't say that.
Okay, fair enough. Because, he's got a rifle. If they've got pistols, that's extra impressive on top of the rest of it. So, well done. You also had some, construction site burglars who took a little cat nap after the cat burglary. Is that what happened?
Yeah. we had a couple of geniuses decide that they're going to break into and steal some stuff from a construction site. There are some pictures on our Facebook page. Looks like they took some... drywall mix. They took a bunch of batteries, like portable drill type batteries, which are very expensive.
Oh, yeah, they are.
And then they were in a red BMW, and then they leave the construction site and decide to find a parking lot and go to sleep. We get
construction site burglary is exhausting work, sir.
It's hard stuff. It takes you gotta get up
and
early
you gotta
in the morning.
Stay rested to do your job safely,
Well, so we end up resting Charles Wilkerson and Isaac Jenkins, charged them with burglary, obviously. And you can see some pictures on our social media platform. We got some drugs there. We got some, no doubt, right?
No.
We got some drugs there.
In a BMW?
In their car. Yeah.
They're stealing some supplies and dealing drugs. Okay, all right, fair enough.
Yeah. So anyways, we woke them up and told them that they're under arrest and seized the property, obviously, and give it back to the rifle owner.
Any firearms in that arrest?
No, I don't believe there were any firearms that were located. Yeah, thank goodness.
Okay. And then we had, actually, let's take a pause here. We're talking to Sheriff Chip Simmons. Let's get traffic on the fives from John Pickens. John?
Well, we've got an accident to let you know about on Scenic Highway, the ramp to I-10 eastbound. It's a three-car wreck, and it's blocking the entrance to I-10 eastbound at Scenic. Just one of the many delays this morning. Also, CSX is working on the railroad crossings at Oakfield Hancock Airport. And also, we're just now getting reports of Olive Road railroad crossing being worked on also. Other than that, I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
John, thanks so much for the update. We're just talking with Sheriff Simmons. Briefly, you showed me a picture of the stuff, just the weird stuff you find when you arrest people for drugs and, like, I guess they violated the camping ordinance, too. Yeah. Well, no, the cars weren't included in that in the end. Sorry, go ahead.
What camping ordinance? This is in the county, by the way. We didn't get any firearms, but if you look at some of the pictures on top of this shiny red BMW, there's a pair of what I guess used to be called brass knuckles. I'm not sure what they are now.
They're like stainless steel knuckles, yeah. Not even brass.
And then right next to a syringe, which is never good, never a good combination.
No, not really.
And then a cell phone, obviously.
I mean, I carry all of the above all the time, but, just it's not at all.
I think what's kind of cool also is you can see in the picture here. I'm just scrolling through the pictures now because I have nothing else to do, right?
Yeah.
And I see one, two, three, four of these batteries.
Yeah.
And they all have the names on them. Everyone knows that they're valuable, so they put their own names on their chargers.
Like Jimmy Smith's battery.
You used to do with tools and stuff. And you etch your little name in there so no one steals your tool and your battery. Didn't work.
I'm glad they
guys.
Got them back. That's the best part about that story. Also, you guys were involved in this Ernest Ward, former employee who embezzled, $50,000 from all of these various school funds. Is that right?
Yeah, apparently she resigned before the school season started, the school year started. And then they wanted to do an audit, and they discovered there's some problems with their money. And we investigated and found that, so she was the bookkeeper, when individual groups would raise money, cheerleading, band, all these sorts of things, football, they would raise the money and they would give them to her as the clearinghouse for the money. So that the thought there is that when they needed it, they'd come to her and get it. The problem was when they came to her to get it, it was not there. She had decided she's going to use it on her own. So we ended up charging her with about $50,000 worth of stealing.
Wow. And I saw the North Escambia report had it at, about $5,000 here and $5,000 there, volleyball, FFA, library, cheerleading, $28,000 from the cheer team. Good Lord.
Cheerleading does, it's been my experience, cheerleading does a good job of fundraising.
Yeah, they do.
They get after it. And because cheerleading is quite expensive,
right?
The outfits and the training and the
travel.
The accommodations, travel and all the stuff they go to, all the tournaments that they go to. So I that does not surprise me at all. It does break my heart the fact that these these students were raising this money to go to a trip or to get training or to have a competition. And then it's gone because someone decided they would use it on their own.
I thought the weirdest part of this story was that when asked, she apparently didn't even know how much she'd stolen. I guess she's not accounting for it on her side of the ledger. She's not keeping a running tab or something. So, which, I don't know, maybe that's evidence. Maybe that's good. It's hard to keep track.
She's not the best bookkeeper in the world.
Maybe. Maybe so. You had something really good happen on Friday night. It's actually the reason you weren't able to go to the Eggfest VIP was because you had a conflicting event. What happened Friday night?
Well, we were able to graduate our third class on our, I still call it brand new, but our new-ish Escambia County Sheriff's Office Training Academy. This is our third class. We graduated 17 brand new deputies, so it's pretty cool. We had a badge pinning ceremony. We were able to do this at Marcus Point Baptist Church. They're always kind enough to let us use their facility. And what you do is you have an individual that's important to you come and pin the badge, and we're on stage, and 17 times person came up there and pinned the deputies, and then after they put the badge on, then they raise their right hand and they take the oath of office to start their journey, or at least continue their journey as a Escambia County Sheriff's deputy and serve our community.
Now, this is the third class. How many total have you graduated? Do you know?
Well, I don't know the number. We average about 20 each class. This is 17, a little lower, because if you recall, the reason we have this class is because we want flexibility. And so at any given time when we start a class, how many openings do we have?
Yeah.
Let's fill that class. So this class, I think we had we started off with 18. We ended up graduating with
okay,
with 17.
So it's a pretty high matriculation rate. Because were these the ones that were over the summer when I saw your shoot house? They were the ones at the shooting range.
Yeah.
Start. So that was the start. It was a couple of months ago. Is that
yeah,
right?
Yeah, that's correct. Yeah, okay. We have two classes going on, so we're able to overlap again.
Oh,
that's
okay.
Part of the flexibility that we have here. I'll tell you this. I'll brag a little bit. Since we have three classes now, we have, you know, 24, about 60 something, some odd deputies that have been through our training academy. And right now, if we look at our grades throughout the state, mm-hmm. They're the highest in the state. Our state exam, the state law enforcement exam, our grades are the highest in the state. I think we've only had one failure out of all of those people that have taken the test.
Do you have much of an issue with, I guess it'd be too soon to tell, people coming on board and then going somewhere else? Because I know sometimes that's a concern is, you know, you get them trained, they get through, and then, you know, I don't know if there's a, like, 2-year minimum service or something like that as well, but.
We don't have a minimum. We like to recruit locally. We're fortunate enough to have, a large population that mm-hmm. we can draw from. We also have the military influence here also. So we love to get recruits from the community, but we also love to get those that are getting out of the military and mm-hmm. staying around. So we do that, and we don't really have that much trouble with people going to other agencies. We do have people that decide, hey, this job ain't for me anymore,
sure.
I'm going to do something else. Or some of the military aspect of things, we have people getting transferred, in and out. So a lot of times we'll hire a spouse as a deputy, and then whenever their spouse gets transferred out, then they obviously have to go.
Okay.
So, but I'll be honest, we have a lot of them coming back. We have one or two of them that, a husband-wife team that may well come back here in the next month or so. So our recruiting is going very well. Our training academy is going very well. We're very proud of it. We have had other agencies come and tour our facility because they're wanting to start one on their own.
Yeah.
But man, when you see the look on their face when they raise the right hand and they give that oath, I remember years ago when I did it, just how proud I was to start this journey of service, and we really appreciate them.
By the way, I kind of pivoted immediately to the people who might leave, and I do want to give credit for, having such a high grade in the state because you're doing the training yourself, mm-hmm. you can oversee and make sure that they're being trained immediately on Escambia County laws and Escambia County Sheriff's Office procedures and policies, so you don't have to retrain them once you get them. I mean, that's all
our computers, we've talked about many times. Our programs, yes, everything is according to our policies, which saves us a lot of time.
Absolutely.
The average probably saves us a couple of months just in the training alone.
Yesterday, you were in the Veterans Day parade downtown, which did happen in the rain, right? So
we were some of the few that braved the weather. We knew it was going to rain, and we told them we're in no matter what. Now, we were going to have a couple of our other cars in there, but we decided not to bring our other cars. But you can see on our Facebook page just how important Veterans Day is.
Yeah.
Again, because, think about the rain and you think about what our veterans are
going to
do, a lot
yes.
more than rain.
Right.
So the least we could do was get out there and walk downtown and say thank you to the people that are, that are lining the streets. The crowd obviously wasn't very big because of it was a rain, but it was also going, at times it was going sideways. So it was some pretty,
rough
I wouldn't
wind,
say
yeah.
storm, but it was, it was a pretty, pretty steady drizzle the whole time.
You mentioned about like spouses do you typically, like if one spouse is in the service and one spouse is in, Escambia County Sheriff's Office, typically the female is with you or the male is with you or a mixture, both?
I think it's probably a mixture.
Okay.
I would say the last couple I recall were female spouses that were employed by the sheriff's office.
Okay.
And then they know that going in.
Yeah, sure, of course.
And if we can get a couple years of service out of them, that's worth it for us.
And they're probably going to go be a blessing to some other community as well. And if they come back
and
here,
a lot of times
that's a portable job, right? Obviously.
Right, that they're going to come back.
So I asked Sheriff Johnson this yesterday. He said about 50% of his sheriff's deputies are former military. Is it that high in Escambia County?
Yeah, I don't think that it's that high.
Okay.
In Escambia County, we obviously have the cadet program, so mm-hmm. we try to get them pretty early.
Yeah.
And kind of like my career itself, whenever I started, I was 19 years old, so I was pretty early to start a career. And we're looking at doing that at the sheriff's office. We're not going to keep people from joining the military because we love getting the veterans. But again, they've already gone through boot camp,
right.
A certain level of maturity, and it kind of lends itself pretty well to law enforcement. But I would say that ours is not quite 50%, but
okay.
obviously we value service and we allow And we have to allow, but we certainly allow those that are joining the reserves to serve the country and their community.
And just for people who might be curious, 21 to be deputized, but there are job opportunities and internships for people who are 18, right? Or 19?
That's correct.
18? Okay.
Yeah,
right,
our cadet program's 18 and above.
Okay.
And then to be a certified law enforcement officer, you have to
be 21.
21 at our agency.
Very good. Sheriff Chip Simmons, Escambia County Sheriff Chip Simmons, as always, great information. Thanks for joining us this morning, and we'll talk to you again next week, sir.
You bet. You'll take care.
All right. John Pickens has got traffic on the fives. John?
That's right. We've got an accident that happened on Scenic Highway on the ramp to I-10 eastbound. Just be aware of that. That's causing some delays. Let's see here. Also, we've got an accident that was just reported to me on near Oracle Beach Road and 98 going westbound. I'll get more information on that. Also, the railroad crossings that are closed right now, Oakfield, Hancock Airport, Olive Road, and I'm getting reports that all of them from Olive Road to 9 Mile are closed. So we'll definitely check in on that. Yes.
Just good Lord.
I know. I know. But other than that, things are looking good. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Kick off the holidays with WSRE's Festival of Trees and take home the tree of your dreams. Trees and wreaths, decorated by local designers, will be on display November 15th through the 17th in the WSRE Amos Studio at Pensacola State College. Each will be up for auction and for sale in support of WSRE PBS and the programs you love. Catch the spirit of the season at WSRE's Festival of Trees. There'll be free photos with Santa and holiday music, too. Admission is free. The holidays are right around the corner. Here's why you should hit up Jim's Firearms in November. 1. Beat the holiday rush. 2. The best selection. Find exactly what you're looking for before it's all gone. 3. Pay with layaway. Lock in your gun purchase now and pay over 60 days. 4. More time for customization. And 5. More time to take it easy and have a stress-free season. Shop smart and local with Jim's Firearms. Jim's Firearms at the corner of Sorrento Road and Blue Angel Parkway. It's open enrollment time for health insurance. Have you signed up? Do you know where? Whether you currently have coverage or not, there are some important things you need to know. Get your questions answered. Tune in tomorrow at 10 a.m. as Chad PQ from Affiliated Insurance joins the Pensacola Expert Panel so you can get the facts and the latest information on healthcare.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. Text or call with your questions. 850-437-1620.
You're listening to the National Association of Broadcasters Marconi Award Media Market Station of the Year.
News Radio 92.3.
Kashmir, Rajneesh, why don't you just chill?
No, but still.
Link and I are cruising the mountain, bro, and we figure we's a little juice.
No, we's in the juice.
We's the juice.
No, we's in the juice.
Wheezing the juice, bro. Oh, man. How many railroad crossings are closed now? Oh, I'm so sorry. I tried to do my best to prepare you, but now it's like they're telling us it's basically all of them up to 9 Mile. And if you look on the map, Chemstrand is a mess. And if you don't have to leave your house today, maybe today is the day to stay home. You can call in traffic. Let's see. David Wayne is in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
Well, President-elect Trump looking to hit the ground running as he's working to fill the spots for his incoming administration. Reports are he's expected to name Marco Rubio as the Secretary of State. Of course, he's also tapped former acting ICE Director Tom Homan to serve as border czar, former Congressman Lee Zeldin to lead the EPA, and New York Representative Lee Stefanik to serve as the U.S. Ambassador to the United Nations. President Biden welcoming Israeli President Isaac Herzog to the White House today. They'll be discussing ongoing conflicts in Gaza and Lebanon. And a monkey update in South Carolina. There's still about a third of those monkeys on the loose, about little over a dozen monkeys, I believe, still on the loose. They've captured 30 of them now, 30 of the 43, and they say they're all in good health.
Very good. Oh, I got a note in from the engineer at Escambia County says that CSX says they are keeping Burgess open. until the other ones are done, basically Oakfield and Hancock. They couldn't get asphalt yesterday because of the rain to get the other ones done and open, but they're running the plants today. How is that possible in this rain that they should be paved today? So fingers crossed. It'll be over soon. It's important work.
Local news.